Aziz Ansari is one of the few Indian faces in Hollywood, but his stock in trade isn't ethnic humor. There are other reasons his character on the NBC sitcom Parks and Recreation is so appetizing.
Zerts are what I call desserts. Tray trays are entrees. I call sandwiches Sammy's, Sandoozles, or Adam Sandler's. Air conditioners are cool blasters with a Z. I don't know where that came from. I call cakes big old cookies. Fried chicken is fry fry chicky chick. Chicken parm is chicky chicky parm parm. Chicken cacciatore, chicky catch. Tortillas are bean blankies. And I call forks food rakes.
That's Aziz Ansari as Tom Haverford in NBC's sitcom Parks and Recreation. The South Carolina-born comedian has his first leading role in a film out this weekend called 30 Minutes or Less. But the 28-year-old actor did not take the typical route to the big screen. Aziz Ansari's path to comedic fame went through NYU's School of Business.
I just started doing stand-up while I was in college, and the summer of my freshman year, which was the summer of 2001, I didn't have any aspirations to be in movies or TV or anything like that. I just liked doing stand-up and wanted to get better at it the same way someone would like to get better at playing guitar or something like that.
Same thing.
So I just kept doing it, and then as I got better, different opportunities opened up, and I became noted for my stand-up, and then I made some short films with some people, and that led to a sketch comedy show on MTV called Human Giant that I did for two seasons.
What's up? I'm Surya.
Michael.
Michael. What's Michael want?
Tadpole wants to swim with the big fish.
Oh, boy. You think you got what it takes, huh? We'll take a on Mount Rushmore and call me Jefferson, buddy. This place will eat you up.
How important is it for you to write and develop your own projects, like Human Giant, the MTV sketch comedy?
I think it's super important. That's what I'm doing right now with films. I'm developing a few films for me to shoot next time I have a hiatus from Parks and Rec. And not a lot of scripts out there are really funny. And then if a script is funny, the chances of there being something for me to do that fits me well, it's hard. So it's better. You have a lot better odds if you develop stuff yourself and, go for it.
I once heard you say that one of the things you're really proud of with your character on Parks and Recreation, Tom Haverford, that he could be played by anybody. I don't know if I believe that, but you said it's not a role specifically for an Indian actor. And I think the same can be said for Chet, the character in 30 Minutes or Less. Is that important to you? Do you not want to be sort of, pigeonholed as an Indian actor playing an Indian role?
I just am very happy when I'm able to take roles from white actors. So, if a part's written for a white guy and then I get cast,
you
I'm really proud of myself. It's like a victory for all minorities.
Well, in all seriousness, ethnic-based humor, some comedians do sort of get rooted in it. Some could say stuck in it. Do you feel when you head on a stage to do stand-up, are people, your audience is just expecting an Indian comic?
Not anymore. I think I've done so much stuff that people kind of know my style of comedy. Especially my stand-up, it's really just about whatever's going on in my life. You know what I mean? It's much more personal. If I do anything about my ethnicity, I'm very specific about it. In the last special that I did, I told a story about how I was doing an interview and someone asked me if I was really excited about the success of Slumdog Millionaire. And to me, that was an interesting idea to explore in stand-up.
I was doing an interview once and this guy goes, you must be pretty psyched by all this Slumdog Millionaire stuff. And I was like, yeah, I am. I have no idea why, though. I had nothing to do with that movie. It's just some people that kind of look like me are in this movie that everyone loves and winning Oscars and stuff. And I was like, whoa. Are white people just psyched all the time? It's like, Back to the Future, that's us. Godfather, that's us. Godfather Part 2, that's us. Departed, that's us. Sunset Boulevard, that's us. Citizen Kane, that's us. Jaws, that's us. Every movie but Slumdog Millionaire and Boys in the Hood is us.
A lot of comedians will say there's nothing like doing stand-up. Is that where you're most comfortable?
I don't know if it's where I'm most comfortable, but if I had to pick one that to do the rest of my life, it would probably be that, I think. But this year, I pretty much just did stand-up and lived in New York and was, writing stand-up and touring. And I was like, wow, even if, I got fired off Parks and no one ever wanted me to do a movie again, I could just do this and I would be extremely happy. And I would make a living that I'm really pleased with.
Well, I want to talk about the new film, 30 Minutes or Less. It's just released nationwide on Friday. I saw the film. It's absolutely nuts. It's 90 minutes of absolute craziness.
Okay, here we are. Should we get the handguns or the Uzis? What do you think? These look pretty real.
Get down on the ground and give me the money in the bank.
Oh, wait, how am I supposed to get you the money if I'm on the ground?
Go get the money in the bank and then get down on the ground afterwards.
All right, I'll be right back.
It's pretty funny. You guys were not exactly professional bank robbers doing this.
No, I mean, part of the fun of that movie was that the characters are these guys that watch all these action movies all the time, you know, movies like Die Hard or Point Break and things like that. So when they rob the bank, they kind of, you know, are trying to get into the mode of these characters they've seen in movies that they watch.
And no offense, you're not like screaming Bruce Willis when you're robbing that bank.
Yeah, that's what's funny about it is I'm not Keanu Reeves. I'm Aziz. Right. So it's not really intimidating.
And your first leading film role, really. I mean, you were on screen almost this in the entire 90 minutes.
Yep, I'm my brown bearded face on that screen the whole time.
Well, I mean, making movies, stand up, sitcom. I mean, what else is left, and what do you still want to add to the repertoire?
My R&B album.
You have to drop us a little R&B before we let you go. I mean, if that's where you want to go eventually.
I don't know if I can do that for you today, David.
It's actor comedian Aziz Ansari, up and coming R&B star and current star of the new film 30 Minutes or Less, which is in theaters now. Check it out. He joined me from our NPR West studios. Aziz Ansari, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.